Chapter 5. A Plan of Action. Don Juan went to live in Spain when he was 60 years old. It was here that he met and married a young, charming woman. They had one child together, a son named Felipe. Don Juan was not a good husband or father. He believed that men were loved more by women when the men ignored them often. Even though most would disagree with him, it was his own fixed belief. Don Juan's wife, Doña Elvira, was raised by her aunt to be very religious. She had good, strong morals and was very devoted to her husband. Don Juan saw that she was a woman who would stay with him in his old age. He hoped to keep from her any love but his until after his death. It was a serious game he was playing. It was also one that he waited to play until he was an old man. Don Juan had learned from his father's mistakes. Most of his wealth lay buried in the cellars of his palace at Ferrara. The rest of his fortune was tied up in a yearly allowance. He wanted his wife and son to have an interest in keeping him alive. This was a clever act. Don Juan thought his father should have done the same when he was alive. However, his use of deceit was unnecessary. He didn't need to trick his wife or son to be faithful to him. But again, he was a cynical man. The abbot of San Lucas was selected by Don Juan to influence the morals of his wife and son. Don Juan insisted that they should fulfill their religious duties to show they were devoted to God. He wanted Elvira and Felipe to have a strong moral sense so that they would not abandon him in his old age. Even though Don Juan took great care of himself, his days of weakness arrived. With this age of pain came cries for help. These cries were made worse by the memories of his wild youth and his current weak condition. Don Juan's last joke in his play was to make others believe in the rules and principles which he mocked. However, he was forced to close his eyes at night upon a worry. He wasn't sure if his plan for another life would actually work. Don Juan could now feel death approaching. This man, who was once full of life, now had a bad cough, pain in his lower back, and a terrible disease. He saw his teeth fall out, leaving his mouth empty. His hands trembled and his body shook. As he came closer to death, Don Juan became more horrible toward his wife and son. He accused them of only pretending to be devoted to him. He cried out that their gentle care was given him only because they were interested in claiming his fortune. Elvira and Felipe shed bitter tears over Don Juan's treatment of them. They responded by giving more affection to this terrible old man to show their devotion to him. At times, Don Juan would become kind. He would say to them, "My dear wife and son, you will forgive me, won't you? I'm sorry I make you suffer sometimes." He would then add, "Ah, great God, how can I prove myself to these two beautiful creatures? I, who should cause them joy, only cause them pain." Don Juan kept Elvira and Felipe near him. He tried to make them forget his impatience and coldness by showing them charm and false affection. Don Juan felt that actions like these were necessary in order to carry out his ultimate plan.